From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Members of Congress are back in their home districts this week, and many are holding town meetings, where the big topic is President Bush's plan to overhaul Social Security. For Republicans, the situation is a bit tricky. They're defending proposed changes that polls show the public has yet to rally behind. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to Indiana, where one Republican congressman heard plenty.
I think we'll go ahead and get started. My name's Chris Ticola. I'm the congressman in the 2nd District of Indiana, and certainly appreciate you coming here.
Chris Ticola is holding 7 town meetings this week in his sprawling northern Indiana district. Elected last November to his second term in Congress, Ticola was recently named to the House Ways and Means Committee, which will draw up any Social Security legislation. With a series of charts and graphs that would do Ross Perot proud, Ticola tells his constituents the retirement program faces an undeniable problem.
In 2008, this is when the baby boomers start to retire, and this is where we see the surplus starting to decline, and in 2018 we crossed the line and we have all this red stuff.
That red stuff represents the deficit in the Social Security Trust Fund, which grows and grows as more and more baby boomers reach retirement age. Ticola tells his constituents he's here to listen, not to tell them how to fix Social Security, and he has a lot to listen to.
Isn't it true that no matter what the benefit of personal accounts is, it has nothing to do with fixing the deficit? Isn't that true?
Personal accounts alone do not solve the problem.
They don't do anything.
Don't they take away from
make it worse?
Don't they take away from?
The way you fix this is to bend the curve.
Other questioners wonder why the government can't just stop spending Social Security money on other programs. 83-year-old Joe Delane points to athletes making millions of dollars and wonders why they don't contribute any more to Social Security than a bricklayer does.
A good many people in this country work with their sweat of their brow. And I think that rather than raising the age when you can collect it, is to raise the money that people pay into it as they get bigger and bigger salaries.
Well, that is one of the and that is one of the options on the table, President.
But Ticola explains it's not an option that has much appeal to him. Though President Bush has left the door open to the idea, Ticola says raising or eliminating the cap on earnings that get taxed for Social Security, now $90,000, would only put off the problem.
If you eliminate the cap on earnings, so if you made $1 million a year, you'd pay Social Security taxes on all that million, you would delay the problem by 7 years.
After one meeting, 55-year-old Mary White of Beverly Shores, Indiana, says she's not sure she believes President Bush when he says Social Security needs fixing.
Oh, yeah, I think he's ringing the bell real loud saying, we're in a disaster. Let's get the lifeboats out. And he did the same thing 2 years ago about weapons of mass destruction. That credibility has really gone down the drain with me.
Many of the people at this town hall meeting are open to the idea of changing Social Security and establishing personal accounts. Joyce Hicks of South Bend says she's behind President Bush 120%, but is skeptical Congress will deal with Social Security this year for another reason.
I think politics in Washington is almost a sport for a lot of people on the left, and for that reason, I think that they will try to undermine, the left will try to undermine what anybody wants to do that might be seen as encroaching on their territory.
Ticola says he's been encouraged by what he's heard in his town hall meetings this week and says what he'll take back to Washington is the open-mindedness of his constituents. But he'll make no predictions as to whether a Social Security overhaul will get through Congress this year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, LaPorte, Indiana.